Today's gospel comes from the first chapter of John. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and declared, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks ahead of me because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel." And John testified, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God." The next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples. And as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed him. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two who had heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated anointed. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. Holy wisdom, holy word. Thanks be to God. All right. So testifying and testimony, that's what the theme is today. And I had the kids kind of share in that because I think it is a good word. And it's a good word if you were at Ken Alf's funeral. I don't know who was and who wasn't, but his funeral was yesterday, and that is another place. Funerals, memorials of people are great places of testimony, because usually, especially in receptions after, but at least in this funeral, there was lots of opportunities to hear, "Remember when? Remember when Dad did this? Remember when Ken..." In his case, because it was at his funeral. "Remember when Ken did that?" Funerals and memorials are places of remembrance. And that's what testimony is. You remember something. You remember a story. And that's what John the Baptist does in our reading today. He sees Jesus walking, and finally, this is the one. This is the one that God has sent for us, for the world. And the world in John, if you translate it, it's not just world like what we humans know, but it's all of the world, the cosmos. And in the first service, the choir sang a song, we want to preach to every creature on the earth. And I think that's a good psalm that kind of captures this cosmos idea, the whole world. Not just the world of humans, but the whole world. That's what Jesus brings hope to. And that's how Jesus is the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. Now, in John, sin is a kind of a specific thing. If you look at chapter 9 of John, which we won't go to, but you can read, another plug, in 90 days, on day, I don't have my reading glasses, 76... On day 76, you will be in chapter 9 of John, and you'll be hearing or reading. And you can also hear, if you want to try the Bible, listening to the Bible in 90 days. That's also another great way to do it, to go through the Bible in 90 days, using, you know, the guide here. either reading it or hearing it. But there's this story about Jesus healing a blind man. He spits on his eyes and he heals. And then this man, Jesus says, go to the Pharisees. So this man goes to the Pharisees and talks with them, and the Pharisees and this man have a big conversation about who's doing this, how did this happen. And, you know, the Pharisees don't like Jesus because he's causing trouble, and they don't quite see that he's the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. But this man does, because in the end, he says what I think is one of the key lines in this story in chapter 9. And the Gospel of John is filled with wonderful dialogue and stories of people talking back and forth to each other. But this man says to the Pharisees, you know, I may be a dumb guy, but I know that I was blind and now I see. And I don't know about you guys, but I was blind, but now I see. And that's what faith is in John. It's seeing, believing and seeing in a new way that Jesus is the Lamb of God. Jesus really is the Lamb of God that takes away everything that is horrible in the world. And for John, it's you get faith. And the sin is just unbelief. And if you believe, then you know the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. In the story of... has anybody seen the movie Saving Mr. Banks? Have you seen that movie? Some of you. So that movie stars Tom Hanks, and Emma Thompson is, I can't remember the character's name, the person who wrote Mary Poppins. You know, that was a very popular Disney movie. So this is kind of the back story of how Disney was able to talk the author of Mary Poppins into making this movie making the book into a movie. And so there's a lot of back and forth, and this woman is, if you see the movie, is not easy to get along with. She's sort of grumpy, but she's made this powerful story, this great story that Disney feels like needs to be heard. I mean, and that's what good stories are. They're things that need to be heard. That's what makes this gospel story such a good story. We've heard this story in this gospel reading. If you've been in church at all or all your life, you've probably heard it 30 or 40 times, 50 times, or read it a ton of times. But what make good stories good are to retell them and rehear them, and that truth of that story speaks. And so Disney is talking with the author of Mary Poppins, and he says, this is what he says to her about storytellers. He says, it's what we do as storytellers. We restore order to the imagination. We build hope. That was his argument for, come on, let's tell the story of Mary Poppins because it's so good. It's what we do. We restore order to the imagination. We build hope. And I know that's true because I saw it yesterday in that funeral as people were saying, oh, remember when Dad did this? Remember this? Remember that? These stories help those who are hurting, because there is lots of hurting and grieving, like in any funeral, in any memorial service. But those stories have a way of just slowly restoring order back, and to think back, oh yeah, I remember that. That was awesome. I love my dad. I give thanks for that. Or that was a great time to be with Ken in the church or in Rotary, all the places that he was at. And I can tell you a good sign of a funeral, this is just from my perspective personally, if you go to a funeral or a memorial service, and especially if you don't know the person as well as, you know, you may have, at the end when you say, and this is what I said to myself, man, I really would have liked to know that guy a lot more. That's a good sign. That's a good sign of a good person. And that's, I mean, obviously, Ken was a great, great man. But in that service, that's what these stories did. They restored hope. They helped people remember through their imaginations and the past. Oh, yeah, that's good. That's good. And they're able to move from crying to giving thanks. And that's what good stories do. That's what testimony is. Now, as I was reading about this a gospel selection here for us today, Will Willimon came up with an idea. He says that it's kind of the way it goes for us. We're not born with these things, but that's the only way we learn about the story is receiving them. This is how he says it. Missionologist Lamin Sinai, I'm not sure if I'm saying that right, but that's his name, says that humility is at the heart of Christian mission because this faith, unlike spirituality, must be received from another. No one is born into this faith. Nobody stumbles upon it after walking in the woods or rummaging around in one's ego. Christians are recipients, never initiators. Here is the truth that can be had only with receptive, empty, open hands. Someone had to love us enough to show and to tell the story. We know what we know only through epiphany, that is, witness and testimony. Sanna says that Christianity is training in receptivity, learning to be gratefully dependent on the testimony of others. And that's the power of story. That's the power of our gospel. It's to remind us, to spark our imaginations. It's to give us hope. And that's why I had the kids remind us that Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, has come to take away the sin of the world for us and for the world, for everyone. And that is good news. Amen.